Good morning.
I hear animals in there scratching around.
Really? What's with all the pet food? Fiber. Classic.
Ventura.
Yes, Satan. Oh, it's you. 844. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter.
What's up?
I don't know.
It's Monday, man. It's every bit of it, too. This morning's been kind of...
Really feeling it. We were kind of talking about that off air, and I'm sure we'll address it later, but we just, you know, that's Monday.
Yeah.
Cut us some slack, all right?
Hell with it.
Damn it. Well, I tell you what, this will actually make Monday a little bit better. I think this will cheer everyone up, get rid of them, the case of the Mondays. It's time for Stupid Quickies.
Yes.
Music alone.
There it is.
Makes Monday better.
Brought it up a bit.
Preview.
Would you pay for the real version?
No, come on. This is duty free, man. This is on the border. New research shows simply wearing a fitness tracker encourages you to walk up to 40 minutes more every day, which can result in shit. So even if you're not really getting all fit, just wearing one is like, oh, I gotta hate the
wife's real into it. I'm telling you, you gotta close the rings. Do you do the rings thing?
No, I don't.
I don't know if that's is that like a special app that she uses, or I don't know if that's a popular.
First of all,
thing
you're assuming that I wear a fitness tracker, which is just ridiculous. Come on, now.
Garbage.
Okay, serious question: will you throw it off if you masturbate while wearing it?
Wait, what?
Right,
you take it off.
No, if you wear it.
Oh, would you throw it off? Okay,
yeah, not would it just go flying? How much lube are you using? Good God. Who are you going up?
Interesting question.
Going up to the elbows with it? You just need it on your hands, buddy.
I don't know.
No,
what's it do? It records your heart rate, right? And that's how it knows.
Heart rate,
know
but then
by
also
each step.
Like a pedometer, you know, like that counts your steps, and that's by motion, right? So if you sit there and you crank one out, is that going to throw off the numbers?
Right?
I think it does. I'm going to try it. I'm going to buy one just to do it, just to see what it does. How much do they cost? Okay. Like $150 worth it, if I can get to the bottom of
it. The thing, though, is you need to use it to work out for a little bit to see if it does throw it off.
That's strictly masturbation, all right? That's all I'm in for.
Yeah, 10,000 steps today.
Unbelievable. It's not steps, Grandma.
We're in steps.
Oscar Mayer gummy hot dogs are now out for the Halloween season, and they look effing disgusting. There's just some candy that doesn't need to be made.
Is it? Right. So what kind of gummy? Is it like a gummy bear?
Like
or
a gummy,
is it
like gummy bear style. Which are effing gross.
It looks like a hot dog, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's got like the relish and the mustard and the ketchup on the dog. And it's
yuck. Don't they have like a hamburger and like some fries too?
I've seen ones like that. So I don't think there's anything new. But I mean, this is...
Don't they have the ones where you actually put together the hamburger, the gummy hamburger? There's different, like the bread.
Yeah, I think I've seen those before. I hate gummies. I hate jelly beans, and I hate gummy stuff. I don't like the consistency.
So you don't like Sour Patch?
Sour Patch is like the farthest I'll go in the gummy world. That's it.
No gum, no Haribo.
No. Ugh, gross. Effing garbage.
Really?
Garbage.
It's pretty good.
Shut up.
I'm right there with you. I don't like Jell-O. Jell-O to me is like the weirdest
human
food.
It's a consistency thing, man.
Yeah, you want a Jell-O shot? Absolutely not. I will stay sober.
Yeah.
I'm good. Your space food, you can go ahead and eat it because I don't want it.
Especially if it's one from Bill Cosby, you definitely don't want that Jell-O.
Yeah, you don't want that one.
You put the pill in the pudding and the pudding in the bit.
It's just weird. You hit your mouth and your tongue and you're like, it's just not supposed to be in my mouth.
No, I don't like it. And these gummy hot dogs look effing gross. Throw them in the trash. In the trash.
Yeah.
Lastly, this has been making its rounds, a video online of a young bear cub that was high off his ass on hallucinogenic honey in Turkey. Apparently, I don't know if it was like fermented honey or something. I don't know if you can
do
that.
So a bear?
Yeah, so a little bear cub, and he is just tripping balls on this honey, man.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Is it a bad trip? Especially if it's a bad trip.
Running into a bear that's high on anything? Wasn't there a story about some bear that ate like 10 pounds of cocaine,
cocaine?
It's in Russia, right?
Yeah, like so they were dropping cocaine, you know, as like an aerial drop for somebody to go pick it up. But a bear found it first.
Dude, that is apex. That is like the scariest animal. A bear high on cocaine.
Why is his face all white?
A bear going all Tony Montana on everyone.
You know what? I think they found it dead. Had a heart attack because it ate so much of it.
Yeah. But still, though, there had to be a window of time where it's like, oh, my God.
Ooh, what's going on?
The bear high on cocaine. That's just, anything. Anything. That's the
test. Why does that bear have sunglasses on? That's weird.
You got slick back hair and a gold chain. That's weird. That bear, an 80s drug dealer? I think I saw him on Miami Vice.
Just came out of a bathroom stall.
Ridiculous.
Sniffing a lot.
He's got a lot of business ideas he wants to tell me about. I don't know. It's weird, man. Weird.
Smokey the Bear's got a problem.
Real chatty bear over there. All right. There you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Monday. We'll be back with more. Stick around. Your comedian for today, by the way, is Nate Bargatze.